Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:04 in our nation's capital. Right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. And O. Willingham sitting in for Grant Dandy. They're back with you tomorrow. I got Ben Standing coming your way at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Have a little crosstalk, final segment of the show, as I get to pepper our guy Ben Standing with a bunch of questions related to the Commanders. I also know this about our guy Ben Standing. Big Wizards guy as well. So we'll go around the DMV with our guy Ben Standing coming up at about 6:40. He'll take you from 7 to 10 here tonight, so make sure you keep it live and local. Right now we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline. For the first time this show is where we find our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on the old X app at By Josh Robbins, if I'm not mistaken. Josh, did I just get your Twitter handle wrong? I'm pulling it up here. Joshua B. Robbins. Excuse me, Josh. Jeez, look, this is how you get your guests and everyone come on with you again.
That's right.
What a subtle answer. What's going on, my man? How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
For sure. I know you have been super busy, as I have been, working the phones, trying to figure out what the heck is going on with the basketball team that we cover here locally. Before we brought you on, we were talking about the news that Jonathan Givony reported at midnight Eastern time today, Josh Robbins, that Ace Bailey going to bypass his workout with the Philadelphia 76ers. What does that mean to you, is the first way that I would put it.
I don't know. And anyone who says that she or he knows is only participating in conjecture. What it seems to me is that he doesn't want to go to Philly. So you think of yourself as one of the top three prospects in the draft. They have the third pick and you choose not to work out there. You are clearly sending a signal to the Sixers that you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And that has some ramifications because the Washington Wizards draft sixth. And I am quite certain that the Wizards view him as a very talented player. Certainly not a perfect player, but talented. And if he's available at six, I suspect he would be very difficult for them to pass up because of his talent. Now, again, he's not perfect. There are now some red flags there with him.
Yeah.
But he's an intriguing prospect.
Josh, I wanted to ask you about the red flags because you've obviously been covering the league for a while, and there have been plenty of stories like this where, you know, during the pre-draft process, guys don't get the best advice. When it comes to Ace Bailey and why some of the negative commentary is coming out about him, how much does it have to do with the NBA scouting combine measurements versus how he's choosing to maneuver during the pre-draft process in terms of being selective with his visits?
I don't fault someone for trying to maneuver himself to the place where he wants to go.
Totally agree.
Not at all. For example, Alex Saar last year didn't want to work out for the Atlanta Hawks, wound up second with Washington. I don't hear anyone here in Washington complaining that Alex Saar didn't want to go play for Atlanta.
Right.
These guys' careers. I don't have a problem for someone saying no. What the real issue I think with Ace Bailey is that he measured in at 6'7" and 1/2, and not 6'10" as he was listed in college. Why is that important? Well, that means he's not going to be a four in the NBA. And given what his perceived strengths are, his ability to go get a shot, that would have made him an outlier as a power forward, not so much as a small forward. And that reduces his value to the league. And that's a problem for him in this draft, where he could easily fall to six. It's really, I think the measurement is a big problem for him.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me, Josh, and I understand the difference between 6'10 and 6'7.5. Don't get me wrong. But a majority of these teams that are legitimately interested in him have been boots on the ground to see this young man on campus, on the court, in game. So I think you could feel a guy up and see how tall and long he is standing next to him. Why do you think the number on paper has changed so much for people?
I don't know what Rutgers' motivation would be to list him inaccurately.
Well, Josh, hold on real quick, Josh. It's a college thing that they do all around the world. My college, Bethany College, I'm 6'1.5". I was listed as 6'3". So it's just what you do in your programs.
I understand that too, but maybe that's what they had to do to get him in the door. Mm. What again was your question? I was just so enamored to hear about your college experience. The pros obviously had their suspicion. That's why this was speculated about heading into the combine, where everyone wanted to see what the actual number is.
Yeah.
The actual number is objective. It's not subjective. You're not making a guess.
Right.
You want unimpeachable data as much as you can in a draft process that is more art and less science than anyone could ever imagine. It's more speculation. It's more projection than anyone could outside of these front offices could ever guess.
Yeah.
So these front offices had their suspicions for sure, but then the actual number confirms suspicions.
Joined right now by our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. I want to ask you about some other potential prospects that the Wizards are interested in. Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma, their freshman guard, has drawn a lot of rave reviews during this pre-draft process. I've also heard some mixed reviews on him as well in terms of efficiency, shot selection, build, defensive want-to and all. When you consider, you know, who Fears is as a prospect and what you know about him, what type of fit do you think he is here in the district when you consider sort of the newfound logjam, Josh, that the Wizards have at that guard spot?
Yeah, I don't care much about logjams. I don't. Now, and I suspect the Wizards don't either, except all other things equal, in terms of talent, they would go select someone at a more open position. I don't care about logjams unless Jeremiah Fears projects much higher than Bub Carrington. That's really the issue. If he's no better, if they think Bub Carrington is the better player, and he's certainly, I think, the bigger player height-wise, then you don't draft Jeremiah Fears.
You're saying, Josh, not to cut you off, just want to make sure we're clear here. You're saying if the talent gap between Fears and Bub is not large, you do not take Fears, you're saying?
Probably not. No.
Right. And I agree with that sentiment 100% too, Josh. I agree.
If Jeremiah Fears is much better talent-wise than Bub, go ahead and go draft Fears.
Right.
If there's not a comparable player of similar talent at more empty positions. right? So you said, well, there's some negatives about him. This is the problem with drafting sixth instead of first or second in this draft. This, at the very tippy top, there's probably a better prospect this year than there will be next year. Cooper Flagg probably will grade out at the end of this draft better than
Josh
will next year.
We'll talk about that over the summer, Josh.
Right, well,
that'll
be it. But my broader point, Mr. 6 foot one from Bethany College, is that that this draft really isn't all that good. The tier underneath Dylan Harper, 3 to 7, 3 to 8, you know, 5, 6 guys, maybe 4 guys. None of those guys really are being projected as future all-stars. Maybe high-leverage starters. That's what my guy at The Athletic, Sam Vicente, rates them. High-leverage starters. Well, any team in a rebuild needs – you'll take it if you have no other choice, right, but you need better than that.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. So no one who's going to go from 3 to 6, maybe 3 to 8, is a perfect choice. And that's the negative about this particular NBA draft this year.
It's a tough spot to be in. It's why I put out a expletive-laced video on X after I found out we dropped to the number 6 pick, because the fan in me, Josh, came out. I put my media hat to the side for a second, and I reminded myself of the 10-year-old little boy that sat and watched this team lose a franchise record in games to secure the services of John Wall back in the day. But it's a very interesting spot that the team's in, Josh. And I think I have wrestled with this and will continue to do so until next week. Just what their thought process is at number 6 and number 18 overall. Because I think there's two different ways they could go. And this is kind of what I want to ask you based off of what you know about their thought process. Do you think they prefer the scorer and a Trey Johnson or a Jeremiah Fears or the big man that helps your defense out, and Kamal Maluwach, basically the only guy really that fits that mold? I've gone back and forth with this, Josh, a bunch, because it feels like to me, boy, I'd love to see for a group in a front office, right? And this is us as fans holding them accountable to what they say. For a front office that continues to say we want to pride ourselves on the defensive end of the floor, we want to be one of the best switchable teams in the NBA, why not create one of the best young defensive front courts in basketball by pairing Kamal Maluwach out of Duke with Alex Saar?
Well, I don't see – they might very well do that.
Okay.
Linnell. And I think you're aware that they very well might do that. My question about that is – you already have Alex Saar. And just like I said with Ace Bailey being more of a standout if he were 6'10 and a power forward rather than more of a dime a dozen at 6'7 and a half and a 3, it applies to Alex Saar too at the 4. In terms of his offensive ability, well, what I think his offensive ability projects as a 4 is – there are a lot of guys at the 4 who can do that.
Like
there aren't
Jabari
a lot of guys
Smith
at the 5. Well, hopefully he turns out better than Jabari Smith, but Jabari Smith's a good player.
Yes.
So, you know, what you'd want is you'd want to create advantages with your 5-man. You'd want your 5-man to be able to do things that other 5-men can't. And Alex Saar clearly has the ability to shoot. Whether he will get there is another story. He has the ability to run the floor. He has the ability to pass. These all would make him a much more intriguing 5 than a 4. And so that's the argument against drafting Maluwach. But it would also, if they draft Maluwach, are they in effect saying, well, Saar is not quite the rim protector we want him to be at a 5. Fair question for me to ask.
Yeah.
So these are, you're asking, well, how do they work through this? That's how I think they ought to work through this. And now Trey Johnson, he's clearly, unless you're talking about Ace Bailey, I think he's clearly going to be the best scoring and shooting prospect at five or above.
Yeah.
But you don't want to draft someone who's only going to be a one-way player.
Right.
You can't win a title with a bunch of one-way players. If he has the ability to be at least an average, preferably an above-average defender, then you definitely take him because he sure as heck can shoot.
It's why they get paid the big bucks, Josh, and why we get to sit and write articles and talk about them on the radio. It's absolutely fascinating, the dynamics that they have to sift through here. With Malawach, the one thing I would say about Alex Saar and his perimeter skills that he showed during his brief time in the pro league that he played in, wasn't a whole lot of attempts per contest, but when they worked him out, it was very clear that, okay, there is a form that this guy has, the shooting stroke we could work with. Seeing some of the highlight videos of Kamal Malawach, Josh, I probably would go out on a limb and say they feel the same way about him if they're interested in saying, hey, look, we could provide him the opportunity in the attempts per night to try and turn himself into a semi-reliable three-point shooter. Does that at all cross your mind, Josh, about what they can develop him into?
I'll put it like this. He has trouble catching the ball. Okay? I'm not trying to make a joke. Let me read from my man Sam Vicente's analysis on him. His hand-eye coordination is my biggest concern. He grew up playing soccer, so his footwork is quite advanced. But his hand-eye coordination is not there yet, and it impacts multiple parts of his game. If you're having problems holding on to the ball or catching the ball, you know, what are we really talking about here? Yeah. Can it be developed? In some cases, it never gets developed. Now, in Alex Saar's case, there were times early this past season where he struggled with that, and then he got a lot better. So this is one of the things that they're going to have to debate. You asked me earlier about a logjam with Fears and the whole roster, really. It's not just Bub. It's also Jordan Poole. It's, to a degree, Keyshawn George. I'd be leery here of adding Malawach to a team that already has Saar because, as I said, you're almost forcing Saar out to a position where he's not offensively a standout anymore. As a matter of fact, you could argue that he's deficient offensively at the four. You can make that argument. I'm not sure that he's good enough, mobile enough to be a full-time four. But, again, that would be a concern I have.
I think you hit it right on the head, Josh. I think it's real. The best way that I would put it, moving Alex Saar to the four does not maximize his ability. And I think if you're the Wizards, when it comes to your long-term roster building, that's got to be a part of your thought process. I got a couple more for you on the way out, Josh, because I ran over the clock because I'm a terrible radio host. Couple quick hitters for you. Will Marcus Smart be a member of the Washington Wizards come training camp?
I don't think that we'll see. I don't have a definitive answer. If I were Marcus Smart, I'd want to go to a contender.
Yeah.
And it's very clear to me that that the Wizards are going to be a bottom five team in the league this upcoming season by design.
Yeah.
And so I would understand if Marcus Smart wants to be traded. I'm not saying that he has, but imagine having both Smart and Middleton on the roster potentially to begin next season. Well, then it's going to be very tough to get. Might be a little bit more difficult to finish in the bottom five, which they need to be in order to make sure they don't convey that pick to the Knicks next year.
Well, that's the biggest thing, totally. And then I'll ask you this as well. And look, this is just me asking you your Josh Robbins gut feel here. Is my gut feel, or asking you your gut feel, is Jordan Poole a member of the Wizards come the season opener?
Yes, I think so.
You think so?
I think so. And by the way, can I just rant for a second?
Now, let's rant.
Ranting is usually the host's job. But let me just tell you, you're a great host. You do everything well.
I appreciate you, man.
These aggregators, these this whole Jordan Poole to the Orlando Magic narrative, I don't know where it came from, but I have a guess. One of these sports books put out a list of odds. You know, where is the team Jordan Poole will end up? Well, the Orlando Magic, for whatever reason, were at the top. The Magic and the Wizards never had one iota of discussion about that.
Yeah.
Not one. I mean, he's not the Magic's type of player, and I'm not convinced that the Wizards are trying to move him at this time. So I still don't think that Jordan Poole's market around the league is what fans think it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though I think he gets a bum rap around the league that I think is unjustified, but I don't think that he's got an extensive amount of trade value at this time. I think heading into a walk year or a final season next year, I believe, after this upcoming one, that might be different. But just my guess is no. That
my guess is that
he's with the team.
I'm crossing my fingers, Josh. Hopefully he earns an extension this October. That's what I'm looking forward to. We'll see if they're willing to dole out that money, though. We'll see. Josh,
well,
I appreciate
You don't need to do it this October. You can do it next October.
Right.
So,
correct. No rush. No rush. We appreciate you making some time for us, as always, my friend. I'm sure we will talk again soon before next week's draft.
I hope so. Speak to you later.
Yes, indeed. That is Josh Robbins, the absolute best, talking all things D.C. family. Give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. About a half hour left to go in the program. When we come back, we'll switch things over to the gridiron. John Keim of ESPN put out an interesting piece a couple of days ago on the Commanders' run defense. How much better is the burgundy and gold at their biggest Achilles heel from a season ago? We'll touch on that next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
About the guys that we have that we added, you know, we wanted to get bigger and longer. We definitely did that up front. We did it in the back end also with Trey. So the vision of how we want to play and how we want to be and how we want to look is more. You're seeing more of it right now from a size and length and speed standpoint.
That size, length, and strength going to be huge if the burgundy and gold are going to really improve their biggest Achilles heel of 2024, their inability to stop the run. We'll break it all down coming up next right here on The Fan. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for Grant Danny, riding with you for about another half hour before we hand things over to our pal Ben Standing. He'll take you into the evening hours, so make sure you keep it live and local right here on The Fan. Ben Standing going to join me coming up in the next segment as we do a little crosstalk and let him preview what he's got on tap for you all. But the Commanders' run defense, look, it was the biggest issue for this team a year ago in really every run statistical category. In terms of runs of 10 or more yards allowed, they were bottom three in the NFL. In terms of rushing yards allowed per play, they were tied for the third worst in the National Football League. Rushing yards per game allowed, they gave up the third most in the National Football League. Rushing touchdowns given up, they gave up the 10th most in the National Football League. Like, it was an area in which they struggled mightily, and it feels like if they are going to have a chance at replicating last year's success, it's got to start in the trenches. And the one thing I love about this organization and this new regime spearheaded by Adam Peters, they identified a weakness and they went out and addressed it. We let you hear from Joe Witt coming into the segment. I will say this about the Commanders' defense. I think there are a couple of guys playing or punching above their weight class from being a legitimate top 12, top 15 group. I definitely feel that way. Now, the other thing that I've paid very close attention to is what Joe Witt Jr. alluded to. They've done it. They didn't sit on their hands and say, we'll hope and we'll wish that we get better stopping the run. They made some fundamental changes in terms of how to do so. I wish I would have had it turned around for you all. Ben, I should have warned you of this as we were getting ready for the show. I got the chance to do a one-on-one interview on the final day of mandatory minicamp with the defensive line coach, Daryl Tapp. And he went into detail about, you know, some of the schematic changes that they're making. I know Joe Witt's talked about it as well. Changing the front, going with different body types, as you see them bringing in a big, hulking, true nose tackle in Eddie Goldman, who we actually didn't get the chance to see this summer, or this spring, rather. But I do think he is going to be a very integral part in terms of, you know, their defense getting better. Javon Kinlaw, and I can't wait to ask Ben this. I mean, Javon Kinlaw, when I saw him, it almost feels like you're looking at a guy that's not real. He is a mountain of a man, and I know we throw that term around, that chestnut around a lot. He is a biggin' for real. And his ability to penetrate and play different spots along this defensive front certainly makes me more intrigued and more confident in what Washington could do up front. But the bottom line is this. If this run defense doesn't improve, this defense as a whole is going to suffer. I was saying it last year while it was happening in real time, and it took the general public till about week 11, week 12 to realize this. If you can't stop the run in the National Football League, I'll take it a step further. Damn the NFL. You talk to any coach at any level, Pee Wee, Pop Warner, middle school, high school, college, the number one principle on defense, the number one non-negotiable on the defensive side of the football, you got to stop the run. Point blank, because if you don't stop the run, it can lead to bleeding in other spots. And I think we saw that a number of times last year for Washington. And when you play in a division with Saquon Barkley, I think stopping the run should be more of our priority. And I think it will be this year for the Washington Commanders. Our pal John Keim of ESPN put out some numbers on the Commanders' run defense in an article a couple of days ago. Wow. So here we go. of the top 10 teams against the run last year, 9 of them made the playoffs. Meaning, if you're top 10 against the run, more times than not, there is a 90% chance that you will get to advance to the NFL's second season. Of the bottom 10 run defenses in the NFL, Washington was the only one to qualify for the playoffs. In a nutshell, those numbers mean if they don't play the run better this year, they're not going to make the playoffs. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. So here's something to me that is very interesting about their run defense for 2024 or 2025. You're going to find out right away how much better you are at stopping the run. And I've spoke about this, you know, multiple times throughout the offseason. The Commanders, in terms of the backs that they have to play this year, last year I said it, you played really one of the hardest running back schedules that you could possibly draw up in the National Football League. When you think about this year and their first month plus, in week one you got Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadaboo. Good luck with that. On a short week in week number two against Green Bay, you're on the road taking on Josh Jacobs. In week number three, and you're actually getting lucky that you're playing this team in week three rather than in week 12 or 13 when they've got their sea legs under them. Week three, you're at home, but it's against Ashton Jeanty and the Las Vegas Raiders. Week number four, you're in Atlanta taking on Bijan Robinson and the Falcons. Week number five, you're in L.A. Taking on Omarion Hampton and the Chargers. So you will find out right away whether or not this run defense is better. I'll take it a step forward. Go to the joint practices. Go to the joint practices. If you can't stop Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, and Antonio Gibson, odds are your run defense is going to struggle, right? That's your first joint practice. Then you got Derrick Henry and the damn Baltimore Ravens. So like I said, you will find out very early whether or not the run defense is fixed or not. Now, I think there is something to be said about the different bodies that they brought in. And I've given this superlative out before. Last year, Olamide Zaccheaus was the free agent that came out of nowhere, outkicked his coverage, and really proved to be a very impactful member of this football team. This year's version of Olamide Zaccheaus, that unheralded guy that I think will step up and help this group a lot, I'm going with Dietrich Wise. 6'5", 280 pounds, 16 and a half sacks combined over the last three seasons. He can get after the quarterback, but mostly what he specializes in is being a first and second down defensive end. If he can legitimately set an edge, and like I continue to say, the Commanders haven't set the edge since they traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young back in 2023. But if he can help this group set the edge and funnel things back inside to Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvois, I think this defense takes a massive step forward. The other guy that I'm circling is Jordan McGee. Having Jordan McGee healthy, allowing the Commanders to play more of their traditional base defense, I think will really help the Commanders out. And this is some more good nuggets from our guy, John Kime. Last year, when Washington played against two and three tight end sets, 12 and 13 personnel, they allowed 5.4 yards a carry. 5.4 yards a carry. In the final eight games, including three in the postseason, that number jumped up to 7.2 yards per carry. So if you are the Commanders, the numbers tell you some very specific areas in which you got to get better. The question is, will you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. One final segment. My guy Ben Standig joins the program next. He'll tell you what he's got coming up at 7 o'clock. Plus, we'll ask him the same question we were just chewing on. How confident are you that the Commanders run defense is actually improved? That's next there on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
One final segment left to go with the youngest in charge, Odell Willingham, before we hand things over to our pal Ben Standig. He'll take you from 7 to 10 Eastern time, so make sure you keep it live and local on the Fan. Quick breaking news into the Fan via Shams Charania, and I'll be honest, I wasn't stunned by this. Tyrese Halliburton, dealing with a calf strain, will play in Game 6 of the NBA Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder. OKC looking to close this bad boy out and bring their first title in franchise history. I know I'll be glued to the TV set. I know Ben will talk about it a ton during his show. Right now I want to bring in our guy Ben Standig, who writes for The Athletic. You can also hear him here on 106.7 The Fan, as well as the Team 980. Make sure you check out the – is it now Last Man Standig? I thought it was Standig Room Only. Well, there we go, Last Man Standig podcast. Wherever, yes, you get your podcast.
Last Man Standing. We change it up every once in a while.
Well, there we go. I'm here for it. The name, beautiful. Clearly, your name, Ben Standig. So there we go. You're creative, to say the least. Ben, I want to ask you this. I wanted to get some more time with you, but I ruined the clock in the last segment. I don't know if you got to hear any of what I was saying before about the Commanders' run defense. Gut feel here. Will their run defense actually be better next year, Ben?
Well, I mean, look, they're optimistic. They got bigger bodies. Obviously, Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, Eddie Goldman. Size alone does not improve a run defense, but I think that was one of their concerns last year. This is also a group that played more nickel defense, five defensive backs than any team in the league. Now that they have Jordan McGee back, they may be able to go with more three linebacker sets. That's another way to potentially help. I just think it's probably going to be too hard to really honestly gauge until maybe not until week one, certainly not until we get deeper into training camp. I mean, I understand their belief, the depth is there, but it's not like you can point to somebody and say, oh, these guys are Pro Bowl level players, or we obviously see it. All these guys have, you know, they're fine, or they have some questions, or who knows. But I had a lot of questions about this group last year, and they obviously collectively overachieved as a team. So I'm willing to give benefit of the doubt, but for me, I'm going to have to wait and see.
I totally agree, and you're right. You're going to find out right away, and if when you consider the back half of the schedule, Ben, and how difficult it gets, if they're not improved stopping the run, they can get off to a slow start. In that first month of the season alone, it's Bijan Robinson, it's Omarion Hampton, it's Ashton Jeanty, it's Josh Jacobs. So we'll find out, like you alluded to, right off the rip, whether or not that's an improved group. The consequences of if they're not an improved group, I think, are going to be a lot bigger and greater than people think. The one other burning question with this football team that I've seen here recently is whether or not Jaden Daniels will be susceptible to a sophomore slump. And when you consider the way that this group bolstered the offensive line, and they're now in year two of this system, instead of learning it from scratch, they're now layering it and making it more nuanced. Would it be, what would be crazier to you, Ben? This is how I will put it. Jaden Daniels winning MVP or the Washington Commanders missing the postseason? What would be crazier to you?
Oh, good Lord.
hypothetical, Harry.
To win the MVP, you know, look, I mean, he's already got to be one of the, you know, 5-6 best quarterbacks in the league based on most people's metrics, and the quarterbacks are the ones who win these things. And if the Commanders have a season like they did last year, or even, you know, a little bit better in the regular season, if that's conceivable, probably not. But, you know, boy, he would certainly be in that discussion. Versus for them to miss the playoffs, that probably means they have to win less than 10. I guess winning the MVP would be slightly more surprising. I'm not saying that they are going to win less than 10, but, you know, we all get it. You know, they have a much harder schedule. A lot of things went their way late last season. There are still some questions about the defense. And he can be like an MVP-level player, and they still, you know, things go a little bit sideways for them. So I guess I'd be more surprised if he won MVP, but he's obviously going to be in that discussion when you're one of the, you know, best quarterbacks in the league.
Ben, I will say this to wrap things up. I'm a fan through and through. I bleed it. I want them to win the Super Bowl. I wake up thinking that they're, you know, the biggest threat to the Eagles. But I also look at everybody in the division got better, and you didn't have to face Dak Prescott twice last year. It could be a very difficult season for this group next year, and I still think, even if it does go sideways, they're trending in the right direction because they have the quarterback position answered. Ben Stade, they're going to take you from 7 to 10, so make sure you keep it locked and live and local on The Fan for the rest of the night. Thank you to Little Top Ben Strober. Big thank you to Josh Robbins. Thank you to your calls. Thank you to our pal Ben Standig. He comes your way next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.